Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
As we edge toward the end of the book of Leviticus, we read these words in the 23rd chapter. Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land that I am giving you, and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. So, as the Hebrews were wandering, frankly, in circles in the Sinai desert for 40 years, as the stories go, they became acutely aware, probably, of all that they did not possess. As nomads, they really had no land to call their own. They didn't have established dwellings. They didn't have fields or crops to sustain themselves. Their place of meeting was a tent. It was called the Tent of Meeting. They were forced, therefore, to really rely solely on the provision of God. And what we're told in the biblical account is that God provided, as God so often does. So as the Israelites began to contemplate what life could be like in a land that was said to flow with milk and honey, they probably didn't have an issue with offering the first fruits of their labor and the very best of their produce to God as a way of expressing gratitude. You know, how hard, just think about it, how hard is it to think about being generous with that which with you do not possess, right? But once you've received the gift, once you've lived in the land for some time, once you begin to reap what you believe are the rewards of your own labor, once you kind of feel like the owner of all that you have, how much more difficult it is to part with that which you believe is rightfully yours. But all that we have, and this is an important truth, is a gift from God. Whether we recognize that fact or not, God gives us life. God has created the world we live in. God promises to provide for us whether we find ourselves in the breadbasket of the world or in a barren desert. God rightfully deserves the best of what we have. And offering God the first fruits of our harvest, whatever that harvest might be, is a wholly appropriate gesture of thanksgiving. I mean, how easy it should be. How easy it should be to offer that which we have to God, who promises to always supply us with more. And if it should be easy, then why then is it so difficult? So the question I want you to wrestle with is simply this. Do you offer your best, or do you offer the best of what you have to God? Do you offer your best or the best of what you have to God? Let's pray. Lord God, the truth is that we often give you our leftovers, if we remember to give you anything at all. We feel entitled to what we have. We believe somehow that we've earned it. But if we take a moment, Lord God, to step back and survey the abundance of this world and how little we actually produce in it, we find we're reminded that everything really does belong to you. You know, our claim on this world and all that we have is tenuous and temporary at best. In truth, we own nothing. We're squatters in your world. All things are yours. Lord God, help that realization to fuel our generosity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.